Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest served in Kuwait and Iraq. But after it seemed like God had failed to answer his prayer, he got out of the Marine Corps and went down a path that was going to lead to jail or worse. Knowing he needed something more, he went on a search, exploring various religious options until he found the one that did not depend on his own spiritual thought process. Now today, you can connect with this person through his app called Disciple in Christ, and he is a father and husband who is telling others about his story so others can find the help that they truly need. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Aaron Gayet. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. So you were praying while you were in Kuwait and Iraq. And I know some people are like, that's obvious. You know, you're in a place, obviously, where a lot of bad things are going on. But there was a specific prayer that you were praying. And you were like, God didn't answer this prayer. And I am upset. I'm done with this. Can you tell people the story?
Yeah, that's a great way to hook people in for sure. So I was so skeptical. You hear all these different worldviews and all these different reasons why, or you don't hear very good reasons why. And the why is like, why is there something rather than nothing? Why do I exist? Why are we all here? What is this thing that is life? And so I prayed because I wanted to know if God was real. I wanted to know if heaven was real. I wanted to know if hell was real. I heard in my Christian upbringing that this is the case. So I said, God, if you are real, then you'll kill me in combat. Because I figured combat would be the easiest place for that to happen. And then I would have the answer. I didn't mind death to get the answer. That's how bad I wanted the answer.
Mm. And what was driving you to get this answer? Was it just because of what you were experiencing? Or was there something else behind
it? Yeah, I think every single person, because we're made in the image of God, obviously I'm a believer now. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe in the triune God. We all have an innate desire, because we are made in his image, to be good imagers of his image. And so when we're not, when it's off, there's an incongruity. There's an incongruent feeling that we feel, and we try to fill it with a bunch of stuff that isn't God, right? We try to fill it with fame. We try to fill it with money, and that to try to sort of satisfy the answer. And those are all deceptions of the reality that we are in, that we are created by God and sustained by God, and we can be redeemed by him as well. And redeemed meaning brought back to him and actually serving our true purpose, right? Which is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And without that, we feel a sense of loss. We feel a sense of uncertainty. We feel chaos, right? And chaos, I'm serving deception. I'm a slave to sin. And so it's no wonder in our fallen nature, it's no wonder that I would pray this absurd prayer. But that's how bad I wanted to know. It's like, I want to know so bad that I don't care if it kills me, literally. Actually, literally, to know the truth. And now I know the way, the truth, and the life, and that is Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's how bad I wanted to know. And I think we all experience that to some degree, maybe not to that super extreme level where we're praying for death in combat. But
so you had a pulling that was inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
A pulling.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you did? Because you went down a pretty bad path for a moment there.
Now I would recommend against this. I say this as part of my journey, but I would absolutely recommend against it when you have God's special revelation to us, right? Like his words to us. Obviously, we're morally culpable by his general revelation or natural revelation, you know, in nature, and his moral code is written on our heart. That's, you know, that's why we experience some of the things we experience when we are not in Christ. But yeah, so I didn't want to do the Christian thing, because the Christians that I knew were Christians in name only, right? They preached a good game or said a good game on Sundays, but then if you examine them in their normative life, they were just like anybody else in the world. And so what's that about, right? Are we actually discipling in Christ? Or are we just saying these things, speaking Christianese, to sort of pass go, collect our $200, and then be on our way to do the rest of the Monopoly game of life or whatever. And I was very dissatisfied with that. So I went into a bunch of religions, but I went in eyes wide open, asking real questions and trying to establish some sort of logical coherence with these other paths. And I was always two or three questions away from some sort of logical absurdity. And it wasn't until Christ, it wasn't until Christianity where those questions started to get answered. And then it would open the door to more questions and then more answers. And now I've been on this, that was 2009. So I've been on almost a 15-year journey of incredible answers to really difficult questions.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking back to the prayer that you prayed. You asked God to let you die. But and you said initially you didn't feel like God answered their prayer. But when I look at your story now, I'm thinking you died unto yourself and That's gave right. your life to Christ.
Amen. Yeah. No, 100%. And that brings tears to my eyes to have you say it like that, because it's absolutely true. I mean, and that is the only way, right? Is we have to die to ourselves in order to live in Christ and find freedom that he delivers to us when we die to our old self, when we die to the self-righteousness and pride and the ego and all of the crap, you know, that brought me to that. But we all experience it in some way, shape, or form, right? Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so he did answer my prayer. I thought he didn't. And then he was like, oh, but wait, hold up. We're about to make you really dead. Yeah.
And now you are helping people with your app. Tell people the mm-hmm. name of the app again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's Discipled. So past tense, Discipled in Christ. And it's an app. That's where I do most of my speaking and teaching and writing. And I by no means am claiming some pastorate or claiming, I know that I have a story. I know that I have worked really hard in the philosophical realm, in the scriptural realm, in the theological realm, to get to where I'm at. And I don't believe in works righteousness or anything like that. God gave us cognitive ability. He gave us reason. He gave us logic. He gave us truth. There are things that we can know. And to help men specifically, but men and women have jumped into this app with the questions of uncertainty and how do we read the Bible and who is God and who are we and how do we walk this out? We've created a bunch of courses now. It started with just 100 in His Strength, which was a 100-day course to help people in their discipleship, discipling in Christ, not in Aaron, not in an app, but discipling in Christ, so that we can know who God is and know who we are in God and know who we are in Christ, and that we are saved, that we do have freedom that is found in that. And we don't have to be slaves to sin and slaves to the world and slaves to the deceiver anymore. We can be free in Christ.
And what have you found as the most profound effect that this app has had on people?
Yeah, so I have to tell a short little anecdotal story about this. And I think it really packs a solid punch. So I did an event called Men of the Mountain. I spoke at it. And I try to hammer home, it's not about this retreat on this mountain, literally, that we were on, you know, that has some, you know, supernatural power. It's our consistency. It's our day in and day out. It's our daily worship. It's our daily scripture. It's our daily prayer. It's our daily obeying, submitting to Christ as Lord of our lives. That is the powerful thing. And so tried to convey that in this, you know, very mountaintop type experience moment. And one of the guys was there. It was to minister to these men. He ended up jumping in and doing the 100 in His Strength. And then with that, he also did a kind of a couples group where we all kind of met together and talked about marriage and walked out marriage God's way. And we didn't know, but him and his wife were having a really tough time. They had just recently lost the child to basically before it was born. So they had a child and then they lost the child to miscarriage. And then she got pregnant again. Well, she was so steeped in our current cultural milieu that says, oh, well, you know, it's a mom's choice and this baby doesn't have any value. And they ended up getting pregnant and she was talking about having an abortion. And it was because these men in Christ praying for him, praying over him, these women in the couples group praying for them to have God supernaturally intervene in their life and help her make the right decision and preserve this life, that they ended up deciding to ultimately keep the child. Well, then there was other business stuff that blew up on him. And so he was questioning like, why, you know, I gave my life to the Lord and why, you know, are all these bad things happening? And then it helped him adjust, you know, have a paradigm shift of, you know, we get an opportunity to glorify God in all of our circumstances, good and bad and indifferent, right? We get to glorify him. He ended up asking forgiveness of he had stepchildren that he would call stepchildren, and he brought them in just like God brings us in the form of adoption to his family. He brought them into his family and established his headship and said, hey, I'm going to be your father and I haven't been your father. And will you forgive me? He confessed and repented of his sin in that relationship with his stepkid, that marriage, that family. And just 2 weeks ago, they had a beautiful baby girl. Wow. That was born. And I mean, just absolutely incredible, just an incredibly transformative story. And so it started, you know, obviously there's a lot going on here and it has everything to do with God and his grace and not to do with just some bit of technology, but without that technology, this relationship would have never happened. He would have never gone down that path that led him to the next path, that led him to the next path. He wouldn't be discipling in Christ. He wouldn't be claiming Christ's lordship over his marriage, over his family, and over himself. And so it's stuff like that. It's like, okay, that's why I'm doing this. You know, this is what glorifies God.
Yeah, absolutely. What is next for you, Aaron?
Yeah, so just more of those types of events. I've got a steer writing event that I teach the Leaders of Leaders stuff and Discipling in Christ at, which is really cool because rodeo tends to be filled with not followers of Christ. And so it's young kids. Continuing in the Men of the Mountain event, we've got another Men of the Mountain event coming up and I'll be speaking there. And then continuing in courses right now, we're creating a course called Good Christian Men, and it's just brilliance at the basics. What does a good, godly Christian man do day to day and week to week if they want to be a husband and they want to have a family, or if they are a husband, or if they are a husband and they have a family, they have children, how does that get walked out day in and day out? Because a lot of times, you know, we look at these romantic ideals and seek after these great big events, but it's really in the day to day sort of minutia and seemingly monotony that God is indeed glorified as we disciple in Christ.
And I love that because I think people tend to think we only see God in the big things, but It's really in the everyday experiences that we have. So you're planning the next conference. How can people connect with you and your app?
Yeah, the easiest way is, you know, just open up the phone and go to the App Store, whether you have Android or Apple or iPhone or whatever, it doesn't matter. Discipled in Christ is in there. And then if you're on socials, either Aaron Guyette or Leaders of Leaders, both of those will get to me. And that's on the social end of it. But really, I'm active on the app all the time, so you could reach out. Probably if you join the app today, I'll probably request to be your friend and follow you. And so just reach out and say, hey, how's it going? I heard you on Jackie's awesome show And I love what you're doing. Thanks for connecting with me.
Yeah, I love it. And what is your final word to the audience?
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the same thing that I saw with the church. Stop seeking those that are following you, and give them the most important thing, which is Christ. If we're looking to fill people with God instead of fill God's church with people, God's church will be filled with people. It's inevitable.
Yeah. CWS audience, you have heard him. You've heard about his experience. And he is really emphasizing the importance of us as Christians to truly walk the walk, because we are influencing people's decisions, whether we realize it or not. And we're so thankful that he was able to come back to Christ and see that Christianity is the way. And we love what he is doing in his life as far as helping people. Follow him on his app. Also, if you can attend his event, make your life look like it's somebody that reflects Jesus Christ. People are looking for the light, and that light is within you when you exhibit who God is. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and see you next time.